Sometimes the practice can be very simple. Not a lot of doing. Simply receiving what is happening. And noticing in that happening is the mind at ease? Or is there some snag? Being caught by something? Caught or not caught? And if there is the recognition of caught, maybe that too can simply be recognized. Caught is happening. Not caught by the arising of caught. Simple awareness. Receiving experience. At times we may have the sense of a little more ease or maybe some kind of extended times of not caught. Maybe we can begin to become more familiar with what it is to not cling. What is it like? What is that not caught? Experience. When the mind is not clinging, what is it like? Receiving that. There are different ways the whole experience with non-clinging can be experienced. There can be a sense of witnessing. Simply witnessing what is happening. With a sense of separation. With what is from what is happening. There can be a feeling of a sense of being right in the middle of experience. No separation. It might happen connected with an experience of deep stillness. Or with an experience of lots of phenomena coming and going. Lots of different ways. The whole experience might feel. So curious about what does it feel like right now Just that simple. What's this? Just this. There can sometimes be a subtle agenda in our practice. Sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle. Looking for a particular flavor of experience without clinging. We're setting the intention to go there, even. Maybe an experience of non-clinging we've had in the past. Looking for that or aiming towards that. If we're looking, searching, that experience itself, that mental activity itself of looking, of searching, it's a pretty strong mental activity. It can obscure. What we might be looking for. Looking can also shape what we see and don't see. Maybe creating conditions for not seeing something that is here. It is possible to see. Useful to notice the looking, the searching. Not to stop it, but to recognize it too as phenomena. What is actually happening right now? aware. Is clinging happening right now? Aware of clinging. Is non-clinging happening? Non-clinging. Aware of that. Not clinging. Searching or looking, aware of that. Aware of clinging or searching or looking. We might recognize or notice the falling away of the clinging or searching, and open to a new way of seeing. Simple practice. What is happening? Happenings being known. Any happening being known. When I was practicing with Sayadaw Tejaniya, at one point he suggested I be curious about what it was like when the mind was balanced and at ease. And it was about 5 days between practice meetings with Sayadaw. And so I came back the next time and described to him. I said, I've noticed some different experiences when the mind is at ease, balanced. I said, sometimes it feels like there's kind of a separation, kind of a distance between the experience and the knowing, kind of like awareness is big and things are coming into it. And I said, sometimes it feels like the awareness is just right inside the experience, no separation. And I don't see clinging on either side, but they feel very different. He said, in one case, his response to that, my report, he said, in one situation, in one side, the mind is more interested in, or the wisdom is more interested in recognizing that there are different processes happening. The process of the physical, the phenomena, and the process of the knowing are not the same process, and the mind interested in that they're not the same, they're different. So the experience has that quality of separation, knowing the difference. He said, in the other situation, wisdom is more picking up on the fact that they're happening together, happening at the same time. So the experience of no separation. That exercise got me really interested in just being curious about what is it like when there's not clinging? Maybe there's not just one thing, one experience of that. So just the curiosity of meeting, what's here? Is there clinging? Is there not clinging? What's it like? Sometimes I think we may have an experience of release, an experience of greed, aversion, delusion falling away, an experience of non-clinging. And there's in that release, in that peace, the ease, the non-suffering of that, our mind kind of maybe in the moments after, or kind of picking that up as putting the concept on it. Oh, that's what they're talking about. That's what I'm supposed to find. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe that's papancha, reification, creating something out of the non-clinging. And so with that kind of experience, and it's so compelling. It's so compelling, and it's, you know, there's such a clarity perhaps, or an ease, or something, that it just feels so right, so true. And of course, that must be what I'm supposed to do, supposed to look for, supposed to find. And so we start looking. And sometimes that looking can be really subtle, like not even seen as an agenda. The activity of looking itself pretty active mental phenomenon. And what seems to unfold with our practice is the less activity the mind is doing, the more it can see. The less ideas we have about what we are trying to see or should see, the more it can see, and perhaps see things, open to things that we have no idea about. And yet we're probably not going to be able to just flip the switch and turn off the looking or the searching. And so notice that. Allowing it to become conscious. Maybe we can see how searching is happening. Aware with searching without an agenda about stopping it. Just aware. It's a phenomenon, it's conditioned. It will, it has arisen, it will pass away. And maybe awareness can see the passing away. And open to a new kind, a new way of seeing. A new something unknown, not seen before. And all of this unfolds with the simple willingness to be with what's here. What's actually happening? Non-clinging can happen any moment. The falling away of clinging can happen at any moment. maybe in stillness and sitting quietly with a little more concentration, stillness. Maybe when you're brushing your teeth. There are stories in the suttas of the deep letting go that happens. Sometimes there are stories or poems described about these experiences of letting go. It said that Ananda released clinging in the movement between sitting and lying down. There's a story of a nun, Patachara, we have represented in the walking hall, the second meditation hall, with that beautiful statue, Patachara. The description of Patachara's letting go. She was noticing her. Well, the poem seems to indicate a little frustration. I've been doing this work for so long and I'm still not enlightened. I'm working hard. I'm being skillful, ethical. Why haven't I seen this? And she sits down and practices and concentrates her mind. Then washes her feet, watches the water rolling down the slope. While she's washing her feet, doing ordinary, getting ready for bed activities. Maybe like going into your room, washing your face, brushing your teeth. She's washing her feet. She gets up, walks into her room, checks the bed, sits down. Pushes the wick down on the lamp. And as the light of the lamp, the wick, the flame went out, her mind released, clinging. Turning off a light switch. Sitting down. Can happen. Any moment.